Critical Mass podcast is back online for the new year. I'm your host, Winston Crutchfield. We got a brand new lineup of stuff coming at you this year, including reviews, interviews, and just plain kvetching. So we've got, this week we got the guys sitting around the table. We're watching an episode of The Cape, and we got some comments to make about the show during the commercial breaks. So kick back and join us as we dish about our current favorite live-action superhero show on TV. Next week, I plan to be back with a new theme song and some new special effects. This week, you're just getting a bare-bones thing. But stick around. We got a brand new year of all cool stuff in store.
Okay, gentlemen. Cape, while it's on commercial, is it going to last?
No.
No.
No, I'm not really thinking that either. So,
yeah, I like it, and that's the problem. And
that seems to be the death signal right there.
It's a hero show. They were smart making it in a fictional city, so you got no canon to go by. It's just this. I mean, it's neat, no superpowers, so I mean, the only effect is the cape.
The cape.
And it's disappearing.
I love his shtick, the trained by circus acrobats. Yeah, it's kind of like, cool. He's kind of like Batman. He's starting out, you know, he's
poor
getting
boy,
the
Batman.
Training.
Poor man's Batman.
Poor man's Batman. Yeah, he's getting the training, he's doing all this stuff.
But he won't have a utility belt or nothing, he won't need it.
No.
He doesn't really
but I see, well, I see him getting some additional gear rather than having the
special cape. I don't see him wearing a utility belt, it'll peer out of the cape.
Yeah, he'll have magician
he'll
style.
Yeah,
he'll
be that way. Because he's the master sleight of hand now.
Yeah, well, see, it's at the beginning of his career. He's still got a lot to learn, and there's room for him to mess up.
Remember what happened when he ran in that first terror guy? He threw a knife at him, guy
poisoned.
So he went to the batting machine and had to throw knives at him.
Oh, and here we go. All right, Kurt, you made a very good point about the cops. Hit that again.
The cops are corporate. They are now bad guys in all qualities. They're not doing it for the greater good. They're doing it for money. And they're corruptible. That's what he established in the pot. So now the cape is our good guy, and the head of the prison is his next guy, you know, his
own. Yeah, his Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, basically.
You know,
that's who it is.
Because he's the one that's keeping it out of Chester's hands.
But it frees him up to beat up as many cops as he wants.
And what we just saw is he won't kill, but,
Max is warning.
He might get to that point, so he's not going to be killing any cops.
Yeah.
We know. So,
are you wearing the cape, or is the cape wearing you?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's interesting. I'm intrigued by the inclusion of Summer Glau in the...
He needed his intelligence.
Yeah, but...
He needed intel, or he would...
You know, again, we're looking at Batman thing. The Batman thing. We've
Oracle.
Got the chick who is Oracle for Batman, and it's Orwell for, you know...
There's
a city full of corrupt cops. Gotham's full of corrupt cops. And
the other thing is, besides that, cats in your Summer Glau is it for the fans?
That's true.
Fans.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, and they don't. They
that's
need,
a huge.
And like they're probably doing, you know, strong female figure.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a new thing for her because I mean, let's face it. What's she done before? Terminator, Supergirl. River.
Firefly. Yeah.
You know, and those are all beat-em-up characters.
Pretty much.
It's just the thing. She's got, you know, they saw ratings with her. I know they did.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why she got cast.
They're trying to pull people in. And you got to work hard on something like this because it's going to be an uphill battle the whole way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They can luck into things, but they're not picking the right time slots and such.
I don't know. I kind of like Monday as a time slot.
Monday
for this because
8.
there is nothing else that our demographic is going to go for. I mean, for Pete's sake, what's sci-fi showing right now? Nothing.
Oh, the what is it?
It's dead air. It's static.
It's that new show.
Vampire,
werewolf, and the ghost.
Right there it is.
Being human.
Being human.
Yeah.
And it's up against what? The Bachelor? American Pickers? We like American Pickers, but
Thank God for directing recording, huh?
You know, what have we got here? Gossip Girl, The Bachelor.
Gossip Girl's on reruns anyway.
Lie to Me? I don't even know what that is.
Oh, that's
some comedy, I imagine.
No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
It's a serious... A dude's an expert at telling when people are lying by body movement. All that. The dude who played the mean gorilla in the remake of Planet of the Apes.
Oh. Okay.
He starred Ron.
See, Two and a Half Men, Piers Morgan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no competition for this kind of show. Maybe we can get a decent action guy show. Maybe we can get a decent superhero show. Mm-hmm. I just don't see anything else on TV that I'm going to want to watch, except for American Pickers. You know, and it's on History Channel. It reruns twice again just tonight.
Yes.
So, here we go again. All right, we got to hit it. We got to hit the villains. I mean, the first pilot episode, we got Chess as the main villain. We got Scales.
Yes.
With the lizard-like guy. What's that?
Soccer hooligan. Yes.
All right.
And we just met the new guy on episode three. He's a bullseye-type dude.
No, he's the original Kate.
Well, yeah.
And he's the dark side.
Not the original, he's the previous.
Yes, and he's the dark one that he saw the badness in. And don't forget, we got introduced to the assassin group of Taro.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Well, with the poisons, yeah.
Yeah, the poisoner.
So more.
I forgot what happened to him, dang. He didn't make it out of the episode alive, did he?
No.
He's
the introductor.
But this lets us know there's an elite group of assassins out there.
Exactly.
That when they come in, it'll be like mid-season, maybe another one.
Yeah.
Or probably so.
And, you know, our main bad guy, of course, is the ARK Corporation, because...
Yes.
Yeah. Corporate greed is
that's the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what it's against.
Yep.
Corporate greed, bad. Which, you know, with today's thing, give us some ratings.
The man is keeping you down.
Some ratings on that one, yeah.
But, you know, it's a superhero thing. That's all it is.
It's shaping up to be a pretty good... pretty good
solid
deal.
Story.
Solid.
Minimal whining.
Yes. Yeah. That I was so over that in the first two episodes.
Yes.
I mean, where everything was flashing back to
this
flashing back.
This is where he's dealing
flag.
With it, and he's going to have to find his path. He's going to see what you got here, and that's what he could become. So he's going to know the line to walk.
Yep.
He's going to make everything right with Orwell, get her set up or whatever. You know, we know what his family's going through, so he got that. That's the whiny side, you might as well say.
But they're not dwelling on it. I mean, we just caught a couple glimpses of it.
He's coping because the case out there knew his dad was innocent. He's real, so that's his thing.
Yeah.
His mom, she's going to work her dead husband's case gradually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's going to get too far in, the case is going to have to save her at some point.
Well, sure he is.
But, you know.
But, yeah, so, I mean, this is looking like it's got everything we need. We've got some good action. I mean, the dude's got an excuse for everything. He's ex-military, you know, he's honest cop, and he's trained by circus freaks. I mean...
Yeah, well, he's already in special forces trained,
it's the trifecta.
Cop trained, and then with this, he's, you know, fighter, thief,
get the rogue thing going. That's what I was thinking,
all of it
actually.
In there. He doesn't need
rogue detective.
There you go.
So he's all
good. So, yeah, I mean, he's got a good base. We've got a good basic character here. And he's not in it to fight crime.
No, he's in it to get his life back.
Yeah. He has a goal.
But it will involve bringing shit down.
I appreciate that. I mean, every other superhero show we've ever seen has been, you know, somebody on there is on the, I have to fight crime with a capital C.
With these powers and great responsibility.
Exactly. Yes. And that's not what they're doing with the cape. And I really think it's a good way to go. Because, especially with the current climate, people don't want the episodic kind of things like we used to have on The Flash and stuff. Oh, are we on again? Alright, here we go.
I don't think I resolved that, that's all.
Yeah. We'll get to it by the end of the episode. Okay. It'd be cool. But I am pleased. I think this is, if it survives the season...
If it gets enough ratings.
If it gets enough ratings, if it survives. Yeah. It's got a nice story going. It's got good characters.
Yeah. It's got everything we need. Everything we want. So all you people out in podcast land, tune into the Cape, doggone it.
Or else.
Or else, exactly. But yeah, I mean, we got a little bit of mystique. I mean, we don't know where the a little bit of mystique around the Cape.
Yeah,
but no, we got no supernatural stuff yet. We got no funny stuff. Our cast of villains is shaping up to be more Dick Tracy than superhero.
Well, they did that with heroes. They did the powers. It's good. It ran its course. Yeah. It's done. Now we want the hero that everyone can relate to.
We want the pulp hero.
Anyone.
Exactly.
And that's what this is.
There we go. Exactly. Hero. Yeah, he can do cool stuff. He's got the shadow vibe going on.
Yeah.
The circus of crime.
Yeah, which is, it don't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
Because they're going against crime. It's, against the corrupt.
And that's a good
column. Yeah. And don't worry, their money's insured that they're stealing. They're in a circus of crime beforehand.
Well, it's got that level of power going on, which is a good way to keep
skilled
story.
Skilled human. Exactly.
It's a good way to keep story over the power. Otherwise, powers will overwhelm things.
It's going to be what new special effect can we showcase this week. It's going to turn into freaking Smallville. And
doesn't bother me, any, sorry.
Well, 9021 Smallville does not, no.
In the circus of crime, it holds up the story. Someone will still commit crimes, he will help them.
Yeah, put him on the path of the right.
They are his friends, he will help them. They're going against the cops, it don't matter. See, that's justified right now. That is all justified. They're stealing the money, they don't have to, we ain't going to see them steal money no more. We're going to see them all, one or two of them, fall in their old stuff once in a while, and he may have to help them because the cops are onto it.
Right, or they'll get in trouble with somebody worse than themselves, and he's going to have to get them out of it.
And then you'll see murderers are worse doing things.
The pilot gave them retirement money.
Fire Island money.
Because they robbed like five banks. Ark was like, how the hell are they doing it?
Using
train records.
Tree raccoons need jobs too,
They take a lot of meat.
But you know what? I am pleased. The Cape is good. If we get more shows like this,
we'll be lucky.
We'll be happy to have one show like this.
Yeah, right now, we'll be happy to have one show.
I'll be happy.
What else is there, man? Sean? They took Burn Notice.
No, they took Burn Notice. Well, no, we got another two seasons of Burn Notice
coming. Coming. There's nothing now. I mean, my high point's looking to Thursday night for Royal Pains.
Royal Pains is coming back.
I ain't an action show.
We got our reality TV. Red Chasers and Repo Men. And
I can't argue. I'll watch a fishing show before that.
No. American Pickers, Pawn Stars. And
shut up and live with me. There ain't nothing. You want to dance with the stars 24/7?
Yep. So,
there's more of that than that little shit we're watching. We're learning something from Pawn Stars.
Oh, I like Pawn Stars.
Pickers, we do too.
That one. You said fishing shows.
Yeah, so shove it.
Bassmasters. Hey, we'll go back to Monster Jam.
The show must go on.
Well, there you go, folks. We got just a little taste of some of the roundtables and stuff coming up on you this year on the Critical Mass Podcast. In the meantime, find us online, criticalpressmedia.com. Drop me a line at mindspike@criticalpressmedia.com and tell me somebody's alive and some of the things that you're going to want to hear this year. Meantime, I'm going to go find me some special effects and some cool theme music, and I'll see you next week.